specifically to continue thinking through, you know, the pillars that we've established. So we have 6 pillars. So it's radical relationships, holistic health, worthwhile work, stellar stewardship, victorious vision, and fervent faith. So there's some alliteration there to try to help you kind of remember those. But yeah, we're really just trying to explore how do we like optimize each of those areas and live the best, most uncommon life that we can.
I love that. You know, being uncommon has got to be, you know, the best way to live, to be honest with you. When you step outside of the box of the norm and you go against the grain to them, but really you're just driving who you are, right? Great to have everyone here today. I'm going to tell you, we got a beast on the line today, man. This is Ryan Garvey. He actually has his own podcast called The Uncommon. I absolutely relate to that name, and I'm really looking forward to diving into this and kind of see where Ryan's at with that. But welcome to the show, Ryan. How you doing?
I'm good, Robert. How are you? I hope I can live up to that beast hype, man.
Well, we'll dig it out. I'm sure it's in there hiding somewhere. But
unleash the beast, right?
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you on the show today and to be in the community. I know we kind of are in another community called The Roundtable with Jesse Itzler. And kind of talked a little bit about that before we got on our show. But, you know, kind of tell me what kind of drew you into that community.
Yeah, I have to like pause and even think on how I got kind of sucked into that vast ecosystem. I think it was, so as part of The Uncommon, we do these men's leadership adventures. And so last winter, I'm in Des Moines, Iowa. And so that's a stone's throw from Minneapolis, Minnesota. So we took a group of 5 guys up there in the winter and went to a place that you might be familiar with. It formerly known Embrace North, now is called Sauna Camp. And I know they've done some collaborations with Jesse and his events. And that was my first foray into cold plunging. And I mean, I'd sat in a sauna from time to time, but just getting into that world. And then I think just through social media, like I was following, you know, Luis and Sauna Camp or Sauna Strong. And then they did the Ride of a Lifetime with Jesse in that group. So I was following that and just watching them ride their bikes across America. I think that may have been, you know, you get close enough to that community, you hear the name Jesse Itzler basically come out of everybody's mouth. So I was like, I gotta find out who this cat is. And obviously his mindset and mentality is uncommon to say the least. So I resonate with a lot of what he does and the way that he galvanizes people and is just trying to live his own uncommon life and encourage others to do the same.
Absolutely. I kind of resonate with a lot of that, except even though I'm from Canada, I'm just not into cold anymore. Right. Like, and when I did the cold plunge for the first time, I tell you, I thought it was eating me alive. Like I was like, what is happening here? But I was looking forward to it that after doing 13.7 miles on Jesse's property. And I just wanted just to cool off. You know what I mean? You know, you're heating so much, your feet are swelled and hot. But tell me a little bit about, you know, what led up to your podcast starting and being called The Uncommon? Like what have you done to, you know, really develop it and say, hey, I'm going to call this podcast The Uncommon?
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually got into podcasting initially back in 2021 with a different show, which I called Mining for Time. And I was exploring the pursuit of financial independence. So I was really into it then. I still am. But I was exploring that through like a Christian biblical worldview. So, you know, a lot of people are familiar with Dave Ramsey, and he's already kind of established himself as like the household name in terms of like biblical personal finance principles. But I think financial independence deviates from a lot of his philosophy. And so I kind of found that as like a potential niche. So did that show I put out like 30 plus episodes of that, really just kind of cut my teeth as far as how do you start a show? How do you, you know, figure out how to record it and edit and then promote it? And so around that time, I kind of hooked up with my current business partner And we launched The Uncommon back, the podcast back in August of 2022. And the inspiration for the show was for us to be able to share the platform that we've created to empower men to design uncommon lives, as well as share stories of men and women alike who are living out their uncommon journeys. And that all kind of started. My partner Phil, he had just kind of on his own started doing these kind of guys get-togethers, where you're going somewhere for a weekend and competing, doing these uncommon games like paintball slingshots in the woods, doing high ropes courses, and then also, featuring like a personal growth element to it. So we've done several of those retreats. We've gone dog sledding. We've done fly fishing. We actually just did like a couples retreat down in Kansas City. So we're trying to grow that, and the podcast is really just a way for us and me specifically to continue thinking through, the pillars that we've established. So we have six pillars. So it's radical relationships, holistic health, worthwhile work, stellar stewardship, victorious vision, and fervent faith. So there's some alliteration there to try to help you kind of remember those. But yeah, we're really just trying to explore how do we like optimize each of those areas and live the best, most uncommon life that we can.
I love that. Being uncommon has got to be, the best way to live, to be honest with you. When you step outside of the box of the norm and you go against the grain to them, but really you're just driving who you are, right? And you don't know what that is until you do that, right? And I love that you guys are doing a diverse amount of things. You mentioned a lot there, fly fishing to couples, weekend. And what one it has been the most successful out of all those amazing events that you've done?
It's hard to qualify like what success necessarily means. I mean, in terms of participation, like the fly fishing one was the biggest. That was like 10 guys. But I think the first one that we did was only five of us up in Minneapolis, and that's where we went to Sauna Strong and did cold plunging, and we went glass blowing, we went dog sledding, and then just did some really good personal growth work around our core values as men, and we did some affirmation and visualization work, and then kind of helped each other craft some worthwhile goals that we could then hold each other accountable. Because the thing for us is like, as great as it is to have these weekend getaways, we don't want them to be flash in the pan experiences where you have this high. It's kind of like summer camp. You go to summer camp, you have this really high high, and then you kind of taper off in the coming weeks. It's like we want that to be really the catalyst that then pushes you forward into, ongoing community and accountability and continuous transformation. So they've all been successful in their own right. Even the couples retreat, it was only three couples, but for that, for the first time, like that was the perfect amount in terms of just figuring out what we wanted it to be. And I mean, that's something that I've done on my own, like with my wife for all five of our years of marriage. So it was really cool for us to open that up to two other friend couples and just see like the impact of that. And I still hear from them. That was, a month and a half ago, and they're still like pretty high off of that experience and excited about the future. So, yeah.
No, that's awesome. And I find it, it really matches your name, The Uncommon, when it comes to males doing a lot of what you said. I think that's fabulous, to, like glass blowing. I've done glass blowing. I loved it. It's actually really, I'm an artist, so doing that kind of thing was really cool. And I'll tell you, I felt like I could touch things, and then my mind goes, wait a second, that's like 900 degrees hot here. Because you get right into it, right? And you're moving it, and you got to keep it moving. You got to keep it moving, or it's going to fall. But no, that's wild stuff. Wild stuff. So, when you talk about just doing your podcast, what are you using to actually create your podcast? And what kind of guests are you putting on your podcast as well?
So in terms of equipment and software, like I'm pretty basic. I still have a lot to learn, but I think that can be an encouragement for anybody who's maybe just starting out or is even entertaining the idea of jumping into podcasting. It's like you don't have to have the most expensive top of the line stuff to have good sound quality. So, what I use currently is my laptop. I use a Focusrite Scarlett interface, which I feel like was a affordable way to just kind of take my sound to the next level instead of just kind of using like a mic that plugged right into my laptop. And then I use a Audio Technica microphone. As far as like recording, I started with Anchor and then I switched pretty quickly to Audacity, which is a free software you can use. And just by watching YouTube tutorials, I kind of figured out how to manage just the recording and the editing of that pretty easily. And then we actually use Kajabi for like all of our operations. So it hosts our podcasts, our website. We can run all of our email campaigns through that, and like our sales campaigns and coaching as well. And as well as like we had a mastermind community that we did through the Kajabi platform. So that's been kind of a cool like Swiss Army knife way to do it. I don't know that, there's definitely potential in the future for me to invest in higher end equipment and probably production. But for the time being, I think it works really well.
Yeah, I think that's what the greatest thing about podcasting. There's multiple platforms that you can use. There's multiple mics that you can use, multiple everything. So it's great to find out, what you're doing for your podcast, what's worked to kind of, because when you hear from someone else doing that trial and error and how it worked for them, I always say, even to my son who's six, test everything. It may work for someone else and it may not work for you, but test it. Why not try it? In your case, I haven't even heard of Audacity. So that's another one
Okay.
I look into, just kind of see what that's all about. But tell me, so you found your way into the Fireside Podcast Syndicate and you've been active, which is awesome because that's what we want, in our community. And, I could tell you're bringing some really uncommon things, which I think is absolutely amazing. Tell me, what is your thoughts on what are you looking for through the community? How can you, what can the community bring to you, and what do you think you can bring to the community?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I wanted to be active on it because I don't just like getting in groups and then it's like, what's the point if you're not gonna like bring value and try to collaborate with people. So yeah, I'm very open to collaboration. I've been on a couple podcasts. I would love to be a guest on other people's shows and be able to, learn about them as well as share what we're trying to do, as well as have people on my show. Men and women who have just kind of found an uncommon niche, whether that's something they're doing, to elevate their marriage or as a parent or, some way that they've really taken their health and fitness to the next level, or maybe they've started a new business, or maybe they're really skilled with their overall stewardship of their time and their money, or someone who's just doing something cool like in their faith. So it's pretty broad, which I like because it's like everything's on the table. But then when in terms of like having a guest on, I like to go really deep. I don't just like to, ask general questions. I want myself and listeners to get to walk away from that conversation feeling like they really got to know the person that I was talking with on like a personal level. Yeah.
That's awesome. You don't look very old, Ryan. How old are you?
I am 34.
34. And is this your full-time gig with the Uncommon, kind of doing all those trips and excursions?
It's not. So it's very much a passion project. Ideally, like down the road, I would love for it to, be something that can be more monetized, and like even the podcast, like I haven't monetized that at this time. But that would definitely be like if you're like, what's your dream job? I'd be like, that's what I would love to do full time for sure. Yeah.
No, I can definitely feel that. I think we all, they say pick your passion and then find a way to monetize it,
True.
right? And what you're doing, I think, is great. You know, you're pulling men, and you're, in some ways, like I said, you know, the glass blowing doesn't seem like a man's thing. However, I've done it, and it's fun, you know. And to find a group that are willing to do that, I think that's great. You know, I think like in Jesse's thing, it's all about the Kevin's rule, right? And that's kind of seeing what you're doing. You're doing a bunch of Kevin's rules in a different way and all over the place. And so when you think about those excursions, I kind of want to tap into your mind a little bit more. Are these things that you want to do and you're just looking for people to, hey, maybe they're interested because it's your uncommon thought, right? And then you're like, well, let's see, you know, do you and your business partner kind of come together and say, hey man, let's see if people are interested in this. I'd like to do it, right?
Yeah, it really is just like throw paint at the wall and see what sticks. So like myself as well as my partner, like we're very much of the mindset like we'll do anything at least once. So like I've talked about like going skydiving, which I've done before and would love to do it again. I would say like my bucket list trip right now is to take a group of guys to like a working ranch in Montana and just have like 3, 4 days, you know, working, riding horses. I don't know anything about horses. I don't think I've been on a horse since I was like 12, and just like, you know, ranching some cattle, sleeping under the stars, camping, do some fly fishing, shoot some bow and arrows. I mean, just like that type of experience. Like I'm a city guy. I've never done anything like that. So I think for us, we really try to plan whatever the activities are. Like we want to do something hard with the guys because there's something about doing something hard, whether it's a cold plunge or doing some aerial acrobatics or dog sledding. When you do something hard with a relative group of strangers, it's like you develop rapport way faster than you do if you're just at like a happy hour because you we're in the trenches together, and it's like those facades and those walls come down quickly so that you can actually do the deep work of like, hey, let's actually talk in real detail about how your marriage is going, or like how are you wanting to show up better as a father, or like what are your dreams, just like what is the vision that you're casting for your life. And when you do something hard, it just allows you to have those authentic conversations. Guys are much more willing to open up. So, yeah, to answer your question, like everything's on the table. We want to do something hard. We want it to be fun. And then from that, we want to carve out time to really just have authentic conversations that a lot of guys like don't get to have just in their normal rhythms of life.
No, and I'll agree with that. You know, I grew up hard and in a rough area and stuff. And when I hear that, like I'm more uncommon now, to be honest with you. And I go along with your line of thought and stuff. But the guys, you know, you didn't open up. You didn't do that kind of stuff. You know, the man was, you know, of course, the generation before me, that man didn't say a word. He didn't share any emotions. You know, he was a rough dude that you didn't even ask him. Right. But I think over time, you know, especially you being 34, there's more of that opening up. There's more of that discussion. There's more. I love what you're doing. You're bringing people, you know, out of the city, for an example, right? Some people are so stuck in the city, they don't know what's outside of that. They don't know what a farm is or a farm animal is, you know, especially when I see children and I, you know, my child, I want them to see that stuff. I want them to be out there. You know, when I was younger, I was digging potatoes out of the ground with my grandfather, right?
There you go.
He would dig and I'd be like piling them up into the bushel or, you know, basket, right? And just kind of doing that. And I did a lot of strawberry picking. I did a lot of hands-on, you know, heavy work where the children today aren't getting that kind of aspect. Now, I love that you're blending that on top of it, a personal growth angle on it as well, right? And opening it up and building that rapport. I think what you're doing is fabulous. I think it's
Thank
neat.
you.
You know, tell me a little bit about your podcast. Where can people find you? You know, so in case they want to be a guest, they can definitely come to the community and we can
Yeah.
connect you that way, that's for sure. But tell us where you are.
Yes, I mean, we have a website. It's just theuncommon.com. I mean, the podcast is on Apple Podcasts. It's on Google Podcasts for now, but I'm pretty sure that's coming to an end. Spotify. So really anywhere where you listen, you can find us. You can find me at on Instagram, and we can, I can give you that link as well. Pretty active there. But otherwise, yeah, if you go to the website, you can connect with us there, and would love to. I have basically like how I've kind of found a lot of the guests is actually through LinkedIn. So that's a networking area platform that I think I'm just able to like see what a lot of people are doing, and I'll reach out and just schedule like a quick intro call, and we'll see if it's a makes sense, a mutually good collaboration, and go from there. So yeah.
Awesome. And what's your Instagram handle?
It is, it put me on the spot. The,
Is it just your name or?
no, it's, let's see, the dot uncommon. No. I don't know off the top of my mind,
Oh.
but I'll send it to you, and we can include
Yeah,
it.
I'll put in the notes. No problem. Hey,
I don't
Ryan.
ever look at it,
No worries, no worries. Well, maybe you should have the uncommon, have
I
that
know.
easy one for you. But hey, I want to say thank you for joining us, being a part of the community, sharing your knowledge, and being active. We love it. Share the stuff that you're doing, share your podcasts. Absolutely. Looking forward to, interacting more with you. And I think we got you set up with another guest who is actually my cousin.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, Nicole, she's going to be as soon as you guys connect, she's deep because I know it's the kind of guest you were looking for. She's incredible and she's in the community. So I think, if you guys ever, want to kind of meet up with Ryan, really interact, come to a Fireside Podcast Syndicate where we're actually learning together, building together, helping together. And it's kind of goes along with that uncommon theme that Ryan's got going on with his boys and
For
girls,
sure.
actually, at times. But hey, thank you, Ryan. I appreciate you being on here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Robert, and thanks for everything you're doing with the syndicate, man. I appreciate you taking the initiative and making it available to all of us.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.